Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Weekend at Bernie's is fine with me. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Before we get to that macabre story, I just saw this headline. Prince William has resumed his royal duties for the first time since the announcement of his wife's cancer.
Neat.
Boy, there are layers of don't give a crap that I need to penetrate to comment on that story.
Neat. Something that there's a mechanism involved where you, like, have suspended your royal duties and that is noted by anyone anywhere? Like, does somebody write that down or something? And then you resume your royal duties, and then that is a noted occurrence also.
And were the royal duties just entirely undone during that period, or was there some duke who filled in? How does that work?
Right.
Again, I don't care.
Right. Right. Did some duke fill in, or do you have like a backlog of royal duties you know to get caught up on? And you're just, you're going to get your ass kicked this spring trying to catch up on your royal duties that you missed.
As I mentioned, right, it's when you take vacation, you got to bust your ass for a week before you leave. Then the week you get back is a nightmare. So many royal duties. Right. I mentioned during the show, I'm rewatching The Darkest Hour, the Gary Oldman as Winston Churchill movie. Very good. But
did he win the Oscar for that? I know he was nominated.
It feels like he did.
God, he is good.
Yeah, but the whole relationship between the government, the civilian government, and the crown is so interesting to
me. Right.
I am asking you to form a government.
All right.
Okay.
I would answer like Katie. Neat.
All right, anyway,
let me get to the dead body here. So Katie brought us this headline earlier in the show. Now I have the details. It's really something. The headline being: a woman in Brazil was arrested after she attempted to get a dead body in a wheelchair to sign for a bank loan.
I was on Twitter or X or whatever the hell it's called now when this video went viral. So I saw the unedited version because now it's been blurred all over the place. This guy was dead. not just dead, but like mega dead.
Oh, really? Been dead a while.
Dead. Can you be more precise?
Not rigor mortis dead, because she was able to kind of move him around, but he was dead. Super dead.
Okay. So here we go. Woman in Brazil arrested Tuesday. Suspicion of theft by fraud and violating a corpse. You know, as I've said many times, when I'm dead, you can do whatever you want to me. Don't charge with a crime. I don't care. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, you're a little weird, but you haven't violated me in any way. I don't care.
I may get a couple of licks in, just, you know, work out some frustrations.
a jack pinata.
Thicketa.
After she brought her dead uncle to a bank to sign a loan agreement, she had raised suspicion after she entered the small bank there in Rio with a man in a wheelchair who she called her uncle. Well, that's not that would why would that raise suspicion? That's not weird. The woman, and they give her name here, which I can't pronounce, reportedly told the clerk that they were to sign off on this 17,000 RIAS loan. That's the number.
Oh, that's a lot of RIAS, huh?
$3,250. In security camera footage, which Katie has seen, the woman can be seen picking up the man's hand and repositioning his head to try to get him to sign the document in front of him.
This guy's head was flopping all over the place.
Oh, my.
Forward, backward, mouth open. And then she finally gets irritated enough to just get a grip on the back of his neck, and she's holding him steady. With the other hand, she's trying to pick up his arm and get it to hold the pen. It's just...
Good plot. And you say that didn't work?
So his head's going all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Can be picking up the hand, repositioning his head. Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign. If you don't sign, there's no way because I can't sign for you. She can be heard saying on the audio.
I will just steady your hand.
No, all right. Uncle, are you listening? You need to sign. He doesn't say anything. That's just how he is, she tells the clerk when he doesn't reply. If you're not okay, I'm going to take you to the hospital. But the man's
don't bother.
The man's unresponsive nature and lolling head, as described by Katie Green, caused concern among bank employees who called local ambulance services.
Dude is mega dead.
On arriving, the doctors confirmed the 60-year-old man had been dead for quite some time. His body was taken directly to a morgue, and she's been arrested.
Creative idea.
Her lawyers are arguing, no, he was fine. He must have died in the wheelchair as I was rolling right into the bank.
Just before he signed.
Because we talked about this right out on the sidewalk before I rolled him in, and he must have died right beforehand, and I just didn't notice.
Not an effing chance.
He was, he was never that energetic in life, so I didn't notice the difference.
And his eyes just naturally sunk into his head like that. He always looked that way.
Oh, mega dead.
Preliminary forensic analysis says he had died at least several hours before the trying to sign for the loan, if not longer.
Yeah, but if your Uncle Enrique kicks it, I mean, just between you decide, all right, we're going in on this loan together, all right, great, and he croaks just before you go to the bank, it's frustrating. It's inconvenient. I say we stick with plan A and see how it goes.
You come up with a workaround. That's what that is. It's a workaround.
Yeah.
You try not to let his head flop all over and you lift his hand up there.
As big a hit as Weekend at Bernie's was, it's amazing to me that dragging a corpse around comedy didn't become a more important genre.
Right. There's only one movie to refer to. That one. There aren't like a whole bunch of them.
American Pie spawned dozens of imitators, for instance, right?
Exactly.
There was a few years ago where the Weekend at Bernie's funeral went viral. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, I don't know that I do.
I remember the headline.
There were like a series of funerals. I think BuzzFeed did like an article about it and compiled a list of people that instead of just having like a regular visitation or whatever, had themselves like dressed and propped up with like cigarettes put in their hands.
And they were
like,
I love that.
And the families were coming up and like taking pictures with them. And there was another one that was a weightlifter and they actually attached their hands to like a deadlift.
No.
You see, it depends on the situation, though, clearly, because like my friends would think it was fine.
Yeah.
But my kids might not. I hope. it depends on your relationship with who it is.
So I'm picturing, all right, I mean, if you had me sitting in a chair with my Telecaster in my lap.
Right.
You know? That's not bad. Or maybe like reclined on the couch with a half empty scotch next to me. Mm-hmm. Like I was watching a golf tournament and fell asleep.
Yeah, something
right. My wife would appreciate that one.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I guess it depends. But yeah, I could see that. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. There's a lot of caveats to the whole idea, I suppose.
Yeah, the weightlifting one got my attention, though, because the way that they have her propped up and then they have a bench press over her face like she's about to just do a big old lift.
I can't decide if this idea is more charming or horrifying. I keep going back and forth.
Right, I agree. Is it like you want to see him more like he lived?
Oh.
Or
I guess that could be charming-ish.
Or it's horrifying.
Yeah, you know, one thing that I'm in favor of is, like, for an obituary or a memorial service or something like that, I don't like it when they have, like, the most recent picture. When the person is ancient.
Yeah.
Because as anybody past the age of 50 especially can tell you, in your heart, your soul, who you are is your young self. And you just have aches and pains and more memories and a little more wisdom and that sort of thing. But the old dude is kind of a stranger. You're like, how the hell did that happen? So I just, when they were youngest, vital, most vital, energetic, when they were forming who they are, give me that picture.
Yeah. The New York Times is good at that. They use, you in your prime picture for all their obituaries of famous people. I see them every Sunday in the New York Times book review, whatever author died. And they have their, when they were, you know, a hot, sexy woman or a cool young guy or whatever they were that had so much to do with the things you wrote. Not like just an old person.
Yeah, the time of their life that they look back on fondly. Yeah.
And what they probably became famous for. Now, we're not talking just about famous people, but like, and just for everybody, right. I agree.
Now, I've kind of been a doughy dipshit from age 12 through the grave, so it'd be easier for me, but yes?
Yeah, I was going to say, at what point do I get to choose ahead of time? What point? Because like, we'll pick him. When was he young and vital? High school? Here's a good high school picture. Nah, I don't want that.
Young, but not vital. Let's keep looking.
I'm writing down my new favorite slam, a doughy dipshit.
Yeah, there you go. Huh? You're a doughy dipshit, aren't you?
All right, for my funeral, I'm going to do radio stuff. I'm going to have open casket with me sitting up with headphones on my head, holding up three fingers.
Exactly, counting us down.
And then we'll have Jack and Joe there screaming at you.
And then...
Oh, hey! Oh.
And then you can donate money to pay any FCC fines, so...
Oh, jeez.
We would say, I don't know why we're assuming we're going to outlive you, because I don't think we are. We would be there saying, just... Where's the clip, Michael? Just for old time's sake.
That would be great.
No, clip 42. 42. Oh, wait, that's right. He's passed. God rest his soul.
Well, I guess that's it.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.